I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Friday, April 5, 2024. Markets in Asia fell on Friday, tracking their Wall Street peers as rate uncertainties and geopolitical tensions in the Middle East weighed on sentiment. The MSCI Asia Pacific Index slid over 1%, with Japan's TOPIX Index headed for the worst week in about a year as the yen climbed. Markets in China and Taiwan remained closed for a holiday. Here at home, the PSE Index pulled back as March inflation ticked higher as expected.
Things that really jump out at you is that 24.4% increase in rice. And we always talk about how important rice is in the CPI basket, I guess, also for Filipinos in general. But yeah, anytime you have inflation for an item that is so heavy in the CPI basket, when you're posting inflation at 25%, you're going to see, you know, headline inflation, tick up to 3.7%. But yeah, it was good that it was slightly below market consensus, I think at 3.8 or 3.9. So a bit of a downside surprise.
For the day, the PSE index fell 1.2% or 82 points to settle at 67.45, a two-month low, while notching a weekly loss of over 2%.
So it looks like there's this, that this inflation story is stalling, and there is a worry that the BSP is going to be hawkish in its next meeting, which is next Monday, and the jitters are all over, showing in the value turnover and in the fall in the PSE. So onwards, I think what's going to be worth looking into would be the effect of some numbers like in 2023, because it's a low base effect, which is the opposite of the high base effect in the first quarter of 2023.
We think worse is over for inflation. I mean, what we're talking about is it's going to be elevated. Like, in our opinion, it's going to be elevated. But if you're going to see that 6-8%, I think that's out of the table for us. And for us, the reason why we were positive on the equity market was largely because on valuation and being under owned across the board. We still think that is the case. We're seeing a shift in narrative, especially from the U.S. macro, from a soft landing scenario into, you know, there's no landing and we're back to growth. Year to date in the Philippines, it's still up decently well, largely driven by your 6-7 stocks. We think that this pullback is just temporary in nature. So hopefully for second quarter or even heading into May and June, we'll start to see markets start to rebound once again.
In corporate stories, an update on Edgar Saavedra's Citicor Renewable Energy debut. The IPO date has been moved to May 31, making it the second IPO for the year after Oceana Gold. Well, the size of fundraising is also down to 7.9 billion from the initial 12.9 after it got a 5 billion peso investment from the SM Group. C-REC is offering up to 1.8 billion common shares with an overallotment option of up to 268 million shares at up to 3 pesos 88 centavos apiece. Meanwhile, Robinsons Land completed the overnight block placement of its shares in RL Commercial REIT. It sold a total of 1.7 million RCR shares at $4.92 per share, increasing RCR's public float to 49.95%. This will also allow RCR to acquire accretive assets from RLC's diverse pipeline of investment properties. The sponsor, Robinsons Land, intends to infuse approximately 25 billion pesos worth of assets and increase the total gross leasable area of RCR by approximately 60% this year. In other news, Yuchenko-led Petro Wind Energy, the service contractor for the Nabas Wind Power Project in Aklan, has started exporting power from its Phase 2 expansion on Thursday, delivering much-needed additional power to Panay Island in the Visayas, which suffered a grid blackout back in January. First power exported to the grid was supplied by the first three 2.2-megawatt Vestas wind turbine generators. Finally, the Lopez-led First Philippine Holdings reports 2023 full-year net income of 15.1 billion pesos, up 19%, even as revenue slipped 3%. The company cites stronger operating results of the group's power generation and real estate segments. On the downside, lower pass-through fuel revenues dragged the top line, but that was tempered by improved sales bookings and construction of Rockwell Land, stronger revenues from the industrial leasing and water utilities business of First Philippine Industrial Park, and stable earnings from distribution transformers sold, and higher sales from the new business products of First Philic. That is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.